We are learning Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the bottom, beginning of a line. Omar Shmuel. We learned in our Mishnah that you are not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, and why? Kadesh lo yeh menuvel, you shouldn't be not good looking before Yom Tov, so you want to take a haircut, therefore you cannot take a haircut on Yom Tov. And the Mishnah said a few exceptions to the rule. Habam Dinas Yam, Beis Asurim, those Oinsim you're allowed to take a haircut. So Amar Shmuel, Katan Anel Demoed, a baby that's born on Chol HaMoed, and is born a lot of hair, Mutal Galeach HaMoed, you're allowed to give him a haircut on Chol HaMoed. And Rashi says the case was that I was being mitzar him. So it's a tzarech hamoed to give him a haircut, this baby that was born. We learned that you have to be an oinis, like our Mishnah, and oinis of aveid doesn't work. So Zok the Gemara knows, in lecha beis asurim godom is a, this is like a beis asurim, it's included in the Mishnah of beis asurim. So Mar makes a diak. But let's say, it's mashmah Shmuel, if he's born before Yom Tov, then you cannot give him a haircut on Yom Tov. Because you should have done it before. That's the diak of the Gemara. It's Master Shmuel saying, only if he's born on Yom Tov, you give him a haircut. But if he's born before Yom Tov, do it before Yom Tov. Don't do it on Yom Tov. So Rav Pinchas have a kash on this Shmuel. Master Rav Pinchas, there's a memra that says, Kol Eilu Sha'amru, Kol Eilu Sha'amru Mutal Galeach Moed, Mutal Legaleach Me Evloi. All, it's Makarz in the Tesefta, and it says a klal like this. All these people, we just learned in the Mishnah, that's Mutal Galeach Moed, means Bam Dinsiyam, Beis Asurim, Mutal Galeach Me Evloi. The same thing if in Avelus, if he comes back from Beis Asurim, middle of his Avelus, he's allowed to take care of. So it's mashma that the other way also is true. Ha also legalech hamayit. If someone is also to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, though people are also legalech me'evla. Ha also to take a haircut me'evla. So it sounds like, for example, a katan who is saying is not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. How is that possible if he was born before Yom Tov? So he also cannot take a haircut b'me'evla. For anything about a kasha, there's no availus by a cotton. That's the kasha on this man Yama. We're saying Shmuel is saying now that's also for a cotton to take a haircut if the baby is born before Yom Tov. That means on Chol HaMoed, the baby's also to take a haircut. And we're making a diak. Anything that's also on Chol HaMoed is also by availus. The problem is, Mara's kasha is, Yama's cotton is peplukta. If cotton, there's a difference between before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov. Nimtzes availus negas cotton. Turns out that availus is noeg by a cotton. And that's not true. But Tanya looked at a price. So I'm a karen l'katon and pray agvus nefesh. The only reason he did Christ kriya on a katon is because of agvus nefesh. But etzim is not chayiv in kriya. There's no din avelus. Ain't avelus the katon. So therefore, it's a kasha on Shmuel, on the dig from Shmuel. Amar Rav Ashi, it's not a kasha. Because it doesn't say in Tesefta that whatever is osur on Chol HaMoed is osur by avelus. It doesn't say that. It just says, kol shehu mutarim b'Chol HaMoed, all that terim are by avelus. It doesn't say the other way. Amar Rav Ashi, miktani ha asurim dilma yesh b'mas yesh b'mutar. When it comes to Isser, some are Osir like Chol HaMoed Vavelis and some are Mutter. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's very possible Katan's also to take a haircut and by Aval it's Mutter. So don't, it's not a Diak that way. Another Gemara, similar Gemara is a little bit different. Amemar Vitamer of Sheshav Reid of Idi Masti Hachi. They learn Shmuel like this. Omar Shmuel, Katan Mutla Gach HaMoed, letting him haircut to a Katan HaMoed, Lois Donald HaMoed, Lois Donald Makara. Saif is born on Chol HaMoed, and Saif is born before. And what's the reason? The Mugeza says, because no din Kadesh Lo Yemenuvel on a cotton. Because he's not a bar mitzvah. He's not a mitzvah. Therefore, he's allowed to take a haircut, even if he didn't take a haircut before Yom Tov. Omar of Pinchas, Pinchas tries to bring a raya. Afana nami tanina, kol elu sha'omru mutal galeach ha'moyed, mutal galeach ha'me'evloi. Ha'asurim l'galeach ha'moyed, asurim l'galeach ha'me'evloi. So we have the same kasha from that Tesefta before that says, anyone who's mutter to take a haircut on Moed has the same hat to Me'ev Evloi, which means that Medina Siyam and Beis Surim are mutter. Mashma, the Asurim on Chol HaMoed are Osir by Avelis. And Iyamrit Katan also, if he held Katan was also, not like Shmuel, Nimsa Avelis Negas B'Katan. It would turn out that Avelis is Negas B'Katan. Matanya Makaran Katan, Menayag was Nefesh. That Katan does not have a din of Avelis. Amar Rav Ashi, Miktoni Ha'asurim, don't say in that Bryce Tesefta that whatever is Osir on Chol HaMoed is Osir on Avelis. So what comes out in this Gemara is, halacha l'maisa is, that a katan is mutter legalchai b'moyed. You'll have to think, and that's what you're passing in Shulchan Aruch also, that there's a heter to give haircut to a katan, and we said only if it's mitzar, only if it's hurting him. I'll read the lesson of Shulchan Aruch. It says, katan mutter legalcha moyed, a fill noyled kardam regal. So the shah is like this, the big shah is this, so you're allowed to give an upsharon to a 3-year-old on Chol HaMoed. L'charef is gemara. It sounds like it's mutter because there's no problem with kedusha leivim novel, and especially he couldn't take a haircut before because he doesn't take a haircut until he's 3 years old. So there's another reason why it should be mutter. And stam is not bar mitzvah, so l'charef should be able to give upshar in chol hamoed. My son, meaning a lot of people is not to do it. And the Kuvit reason is, one of the reasons are, because it says only if it's mitzar him. Lamai said the kid doesn't really mind having the hair, having long hair, doesn't mind. A lot of times he doesn't want his hair off. And therefore, maybe that's the cheshbin. But l'charim ikar adin, it should be mutter. Lamai said the minig oilam is, they don't do it. Even though there is a bar hetiv that brings down that some people used to dafka do it, the upsharon on chol hamoed, in order to take a big simcha. People are around, people are available. There is a behavior like that, but I'm not sure. I think the minig oilam in America is that they don't make it, but there is a big makam yet to make an upsharon on chol hamoed. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Ovel ein noyeg ba avelusa beregel. Now I want to go into some avelus and some sugus of menuda now. Ovel, his avelus is not noyeg on regel. I mean, say if he lost the relative on the yomtiv, or say he lost the relative of right before yomtiv, on yomtiv there is no avelus. Shneim it says in the pasuk v'samachta v'chagecha. It says in the pasuk v'samachta v'chagecha. So, and the Gemara explains, what's the drasha? So, if it's the Mekara, if it's the one avails to happen for Yontif, who, Osi Asei the Rabbim, Smachta Begecha is Asei of the Rabbim, which is, makes it a more Choshuva Asei, but Dochi Asei the Yochid, and Zdeicha the Asei of Yochid of Avelis. The Avelis, the Hashtag, if it landed up on Yontif, became the Avelis, who, Loi Osi Asei the Yochid, Dochi the Rabbim, Asei the Yochid is not Dochi Asei the Rabbim. So, from this Gemara, it's Mashma, that V'samach v'chagecha is say the raisa, and avelus is say the raisa. Just ones I say the rabbim, ones I say the yachid. So Tosfos speaks about this on top of the Amud. He says mashma the avelus ik say the raisa. It's mashma that say the raisa. So myself, because now what will be going on here? Tosfos asking. Gemara before said that on Avodah Darabanan, the beginning of the last parak, it said the parak before this Mishahafach. I said avelus on Darabanan, so it's a kasha. So the answer, no, that's malacha. Asiyas malacha is only derabban avelus. But other things that avelus noyik is the raisa. That's what Tais wants to say. But this thing says maybe both are derabbanan. And I say smachta b'gecha is only say derabbanan, it's only smachta. So Tais declares, and it's a big sugya in the Rosh, it's a very big sugya, is avelus the raisa or derabbanan. And these are one of the maramakarim, it's right here, which sounds like pashtus, that it's asay diyach, it sounds like it's asay the raisa. So that's avelus. What about menuda? Is menuda noyig on yontif? The next blat and a half, we'll be talking about three things. Ovel, menuda, and mitzayra, if it has certain halachas. So now the first thing we'll talk about is yontif. So there's no avelus on yontif, because osi asay the rabbim, v'doicha asay the yachid. What about menuda? Menuda is someone was put into cheirim because he did something wrong, and the halachas, people have to keep away from him, there's different halachas. We'll see, they're also in certain things, they're also in taking haircuts, and in doing laundry. So menuda ma'ash nidu beregel. Do they have a din nidu on yomtiv? Amar Rav Yosef, let's try to bring a raya. Toshima, we learned in Etesefta, it says donum dinu nefashos v'dinu makas dinu mamis. On chol hamoed, you're allowed to convene a bezdin to paskin dinu nefashos, which means someone has to be chayiv misa, you're allowed to paskin on that, or dinu makas, someone's chayiv malkas, you're allowed to do it. Dinu mamis, and someone a monetary shilas, you're allowed to have a bezdin on chol hamoed. It means even on yomtiv, you're not allowed to, because of gzeira to writing it down for whatever reason is an iser on yomtiv to do it. There are bottom the iser on chol hamoed is no iser. And the Gemara's kash like this. When you're paskin a din, you want to enforce it. How do you enforce a psak din? So the way that they enforced it in those days was, if they didn't listen, they put him into chayrim, misham tinulay. So the Gemara's kash is, if it's not possible to do nidui on yomtiv, if nidui is not knowing a yomtiv, how do you enforce the din? So break the Gemara's kash like this. East loy tzayis dina, if he doesn't listen to the din, misham tinulay. We put him into chayrim. That's Gemara's diik, because he's saying if you don't dina mamlis and these things, it must be you can put him in chayr. If the halacha is that the we're not noyig the dinim of a nidui on yomtiv mishumet v'asim yikara madach someone who's in chayr before asu regel v'dachi lei the yomtiv comes and zdeichit hash to mishal tina lei anan, we're gonna put him to chayr now. Like, what's the point? So it must be that chayr works, because if not, what does it mean don and din? That was the raya. Amalei Abai, no, it's not a raya. Doesn't say that they pask in the din and they enforced it. Maybe they just ma'ayin, they come out with the psak din, and after yontif they'll serve the psak din. And I'll bring you raya, Zakhtabaya, that all you're doing is serving the psak din without carrying out the din. You're just looking into the din without carrying out the psak din. Why? It says one of the things that the sefta was that you do din and fashas on Yom Tov. Do you kill him on Yom Tov? But commitment simchas Yom Tov. You're not going to keep simchas Yom Tov. Why? The Tanya Kiva Imer. Menayin Sanhedrin shahargu es nefesh. When a Sanhedrin has to kill someone with a chi of Mises Bezdin, the halacha is they not only eat the entire day. Shein toim and kolas yom. You have to fast the whole day. How do we know it from a pasuk? It's a pasuk. Tamal yoseichu al adam. So it's saying it has to be they don't kill anyone on Yom Tov. Why? Because they're not going to eat. How do you have simchas Yom Tov about eating? They're not going to eat all day. So must be not killing anyone. So Ella Luni Vadina must just mean Vadina Fosh is looking into the din. How can I Luni Vadina? That's what I buy one time. I buy one time like this. Don't make a riot there, do something like ayat says they have a din. No, just din just means to ma'ayin. You're not gonna serve the din till after Yom Tov. And the riot is din of Fosh, because you can't kill anyone on Yom Tov. Because if you kill someone on Yom Tov, so then you're not gonna eat all Yom Tov. Frank Taisvis, what do you mean? I'll tell you why you can't kill someone on Yom Tov, because it's an Isser Malacha on Yom Tov. Why worry about the eating part? This is because I have a bigger Isser. Killing someone on Yom Tov is a bigger Isser. So Taisus says, no, that wouldn't be Shver, because the Pasuk says only you're not allowed to kill someone on Shabbos. Mashba that Machal Amar is Mutter. Or that would be a mitzvah, Tzarech Yom Tov Kriyin Leh. But here, not to eat, that would be a problem. So therefore, that's his Raya. Because that's Abaya's Raya. On Malay, so they said back to Abaya, what do you mean? You're not going to kill him on Yom Tov? The loch is, if someone goes to a din Torah for din and fashas, you're not just to wait and give, you have to get psaked in that day. You know, I'm sitting and waiting and so nervous about the verdict. You don't want to be nervous. The loch is, you have to pass in that day. So if you look into it on Chol HaMoed, you wait till after Yom Tov, it's Ma'anaz Dinah, I'll do that. So Elamai, what do you do with Abaya's Kasha? Well, you do like this. Also, when Safra Ma'ayim Adin, in the morning they go and Ma'ayim Adin, Va'ayli Va'achvashashu, they eat the whole day, Kuli Yayma, and at the end of the day, right before Shkia, Va'adot Shkia's Kama, Va'gamri Ladina, and they make the Psakti in the Kutla, and they kill the person. So the Abaya's Raya is not a Raya. So Akaponim, they say the Gemara was like this. The Gemara was, do you have a Manuda on Yontif? So Abaya wanted to bring a Raya. So the Gemara wants to bring a Raya, do you have a Manuda? Because how else do you serve the din? So Abai said, no, it's not a raya, Lunin of Alma. But we said, no, that it's not a raya that has to be Lunin of Alma, because Abai would arrive at Dinan Foshas. So it's not a raya, because Dinan Foshas, you can learn, they taka served the din. So according to us, we could technically hold that Menudo really is Noyeg on Yom Tov. But if you have Abaya, he didn't like the raya. So Abai tries to bring another raya. Taisa says, Abai le Tamei, that he didn't have a raya, so try to bring another raya. Oh, Abai, Toshima, it says in our Mishnah, one of the people out there here is Umanuda Shatir Lechamim. And the way Abai learned those words are that it means that a Manuda is always Mutter on Chol HaMoed. Shatir Lechamim means it's always Mutter on Chol HaMoed. So it's the first Mishnah that a Manuda becomes Mutter on Chol HaMoed on Yom Tov. Amarava, no, it's not Pshat in our Mishnah. Amarava, Mikton Shatiru Chamim, that all Chamim matter all Nidus. No, Shatiru Lechamim Mikton. It says he got a Heter. The Ozo, Ufaisil Baldine, he went to Mephais, the person he insulted, Vasu Kamei Derabonim Sharle, and they were matter his Nidu. So don't tell me that's what it means in the Mishnah. So Akaponim, what comes out from this Gemara is that by Menuda, it's still a Suffolk, really, if Menuda is Noeg on Yom Tov. We pass in Avelis, it's not Noeg Yom Tov. Menuda is Suffolk. To remember all these things. Now we're going to Mitzayro. So we're all going to handle Avelis, Menuda, and Mitzayro for all different things now, next to plan and a half. Is Mitzayro Noeg Yontif? Zok to Gemara. Mitzayro Mao Shinuk Tiras of Regal. Is he Noeg his Minhage Tiras and Regal? And this Gemara really is a Pella, because really, we should say that comes v'samachta b'chagecha, which is say the rabbim, let nakat say the yachid, or say the opposite that mitzvah is the raisa and samachta chazon the rabbanon. According to us, you guess that way. And there's other kashas, a lot of them kashas. But the argumar says like this: mitzvah ma'ush yinig v'tzirat v'regel. Are you knowing the minhage tziras v'regel? We know it means you go out of the machna and you have to wear clothing. All these halachas are they noyeg on Yom Tov? On my Abaya, Toshima, it says in our Mishnah, Vanozev v'Metzayir Metumasil Tarasai, they could take a haircut. How we made Tumasai, but in the made Tuma when it's still Tameh, no, you have a Din Metzayir. So it sounds like from our Mishnah that you are noyeg mining Metzayir on Yom Tov, because only when it comes Tard are you allowed to take a haircut. So I'm going, no. I'll tell you like this. Really, both of them are not noyik. Sayim v'tumasa, sayim taras. Loyim boyim v'meit tumasa loy noyik. It's pashas don noyik. Avol tarasai. We would think maybe we don't allow you to take a haircut in order to start the process of tahara. Why? Because Nigzar Hashem Yishak Avonaisa. Maybe, you know, Yishak Avonaisa. So Rashi over here learns Pshat is, maybe in a come to bring a carbon on Yontif. And therefore we don't let you, and you're not bringing a carbon on Yontif Mamish, not a Chalamoid, so we don't let you take a haircut Chalamoid in order to facilitate bringing a carbon, because you might take a haircut on Yontif. Kamash Lolam, it says, no, even then it's Mutta. That's a Rashi in our Rashi learns over here. The Kisvei Yad Rashi learns a little bit different, that we're worried that if you're allowed to take a haircut on Chalamoid, what you're going to do is, you're going to become tar in the middle of the year, and you'll wait the Chalamoid to come up to bring the carbon and take your whole process then, and take your haircut then, v'kevei melachtoi, to do everything on Yontif. We don't want you to wait, it's not really a problem with Chalamoid, we're worried you're going to wait and bring your carbonus later, and we don't want you to wait to bring carbonus. It's never good to wait, you always bring carbonus right away, and that's the wait and bring carbonus. Kamash v'lon, we're not worried about that. So al kabbalim, it's not a raya from our mishnah one way or another. If mitzayra who is tamei still is mutter v'yontif v'na. So now we're going to write. Omer Rav Toshima, the word v'atzerua in the pasuk is an extra word, and it says in the brayso the rabbi is kohen gadol. It's rabbi a kohen gadol has a dim mitzayra, and the gemara says like this: v'kohen gadol a gantz yar yontif, v'kohen gadol chol hashana keregel l'kuli amadami. By Kohen Gadol, the whole year is like a yontif of other people. What's the raya? The time to the Mishnah. Kohen Gadol makriv einin ve'noichel. A Kohen Gadol could be makriv while he's einin. The loch is a regular person on yontif while he's einin. He could be makriv because the yontif is doichel daninos. But Kohen Gadol never has daninos. He could bring a carbon every day of the year, and it means every day of the year for him is yontif. And still, he could be a mitzaras. He could be a mitzayra. So what do you see? You see, even a yontiv, you have mitzayrus. Shmamina, noyig, tzerat, regal, shmamina. You see, it's noyig, tzeras, regal. You see, that's what you see from here, shmamina. So upon him, the first step that we talked about, avelus, menuda mitzayr is about yontiv. Avelus is not noyig yontiv. Menuda is a suffix. And mitzayra is noyig b'yontiv. Mitzayra is noyig b'yontiv. So that's the first three things, how we pass on all these three things.